Anansi is a trickster. In Jamaica, they call him a ginal. He's always getting the better of his opponents, and he does this using his brains rather than his brawn. He's depicted in West Africa, because the tales originate in West Africa, as a spider. Amongst the Ashanti, which is part of the wider Akan culture in Ghana in West Africa, the Anansi stories there are a kind of a way of letting off steam, a way of fantasizing about doing things that you wouldn't normally be able to do in that tightly structured hierarchical society. So slaves then brought the stories over to the Caribbean, and the stories from the Ashanti became the main stories that were told in Jamaica. But then the Anansi figure that we find in the Caribbean is often depicted as a man, or a man with spider qualities. Within the plantation environment, in this horrifically violent, oppressive environment, Anansi started to symbolise the struggles of the slave against the plantation system. And we see that lots of elements of plantation life enter into the tales. The stories start to be focused on the daily struggles of living in that plantation environment. So he inspired the slaves to commit these small acts of resistances within the plantation system, things like working slowly, rubbing salt into wounds so that slaves were not fit for work that day, sabotaging and breaking machinery. And also, if we think of the spider can make his web in the house and not be seen. And in many ways, the house slaves on the plantation were like an Anansi spider in the corner of the room. They would be listening to conversations, they would be gathering snippets of information, and they would be passing that on to the field slaves. So much like Anansi, they would be watching and listening, and the spider, high in the rafters on his web, does the same thing. He watches and he listens and he passes on information, and he grows clever through the information that he accumulates. So he has these incredible linguistic skills, and he can worm his way out of any situation using his linguistic dexterity.